Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Thursday. We are looking at cloudy skies once again, the high near 43. Kenosha right now is at 37 degrees, 36 in Burlington, Milwaukee 39, also 37 in Racine. Take note that it is December 1st and alternate site parking regulations are now in effect for the city of Kenosha, also for the city of Racine. In Kenosha, the odd calendar dates from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., motorists may park unless otherwise prohibited on the side of the street where the buildings have the odd-numbered address. Opposite side for the even calendar dates. These alternate side parking regulations in Kenosha will be in effect through the end of next March. Meanwhile, in city of Racine, alternate side parking on the streets, well, you have that pretty much every day on the weekdays. Now it's going to be in effect every day of the week, including the weekends, from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., except for Christmas and New Year's, now through the end of March. Snow emergencies in both communities, of course, would mean no parking on the major streets. Despite the relatively warm weather we've had this fall, we got winter coming, you know it's going to happen. Public Works crews, they've been getting ready to make sure everything is all set to go once that snow does start to fly. The City Council's Public Works Committee talked about it this week, Chairman David Bogdala asking the staff specifically, is everything ready?
Front end loaders would need to be transitioned over, put plows and wings on them because they're still using them on the construction site. And some snow plows would have to be put on a few trucks, but yes, we are ready. All the fleet, mechanically wise, has been gone through, checked in, and we're going through the final tweaks, calibrations right now, but they are operational and ready.
City of Kenosha is also operating under a relatively new policy that puts the plows into residential areas after as little as 2 inches has fallen. The previous policy required 4 inches for the plows to hit the streets. South Shore Fire Crews and Mount Pleasant Police called out just after 2 o'clock this morning. A truck reportedly exploded and was burning in a driveway to a home in the 2300 block of Ole Davidson Road. The owner reportedly tried to put out the fire with an extinguisher, as the first arriving units had been told a 50-gallon container of vegetable oil was in the back of that burning truck. It was about 50 feet away from a home. Fire was extinguished within about 10 minutes. A car theft investigation in Kenosha from Wednesday ended with the thief crashing the vehicle into a garage and then fleeing on foot. This happened in the vicinity of 55th Street and 32nd Avenue. That vehicle had been spotted once earlier in the day. Officers had ended their pursuit at the time for safety reasons. Plans for new park facilities in both Racine County's Pritchard Park and at Mount Pleasant's Village Campus bring some park supporters in Mount Pleasant out to the county executive's listening session yesterday at the Village Hall. Jonathan Delagrave telling WRJN News the supporters of the new park on the Village Campus site, they wanted to know if there was any chance that the two facilities might duplicate services. Delagrave said he assured them that the two parks would be serving different purposes.
You know, the more cultural amenities, the more parks, the more places we have for our youth, the better anyway. So it's going to be a win-win for both.
Says the marketing study for the Pritchard Park project, that should be completed soon. The current timetable calling for that work to begin in the spring of 2018. And speaking of down the road, a quarterback controversy might be brewing with the Wisconsin Badger football team next year. In the meantime, they get ready for Penn State and the Big Ten championship game this coming Saturday night. The controversy could involve former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire, who tells the South Bend Tribune that Wisconsin is one of 4 transfer teams he is considering playing for next year. He was expected to graduate this month. That would make him eligible to play at any school for one final year, just like Russell Wilson did once he left North Carolina State and went to Madison. Well, less than a month after what everybody thought was going to be the cooling off period from the presidential campaign, today launches the recount, and it is also the day to begin the nominating period for candidates who want to be a part of the spring election. Filing deadline for that will be 5 p.m. January 3rd. Any required primaries to take place February 21st, the general election next spring on April the 4th. Among the positions on the spring ballot, circuit court judge in both Racine and Kenosha counties, town and village leaders in Summers, village officials in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant, village president in Pleasant Prairie and Bristol, the odd-numbered Racine aldermanic districts, and also Racine municipal judge. This week, the Racine County Board supported 2 resolutions that relate to properties and assessments for clean energy financing under a program called PACE. This involves loans to make desired infrastructure improvements. David Rhodes works with a newly formed group that's called Racine Sustainable Business Network, said that a recent meeting got the discussion going about sustainable development efforts.
The incentives now for businesses can save tremendous amounts up front with tax incentives, but there's still upfront costs that need to be covered. Then your energy bills are quite low. So for the long term, this is really critical for the financial sustainability of the companies, as well as for the environmental sustainability and the commitment to the community.
Pace Wisconsin's Jason Stringer told the supervisors that a lot of partnering groups have been working on this for over a year.
So far to date, where we are, we have 10 counties who are members of the Wisconsin Pace Commission. We think we have a diverse representation of counties. We've gone as far as Douglas. We're over to La Crosse, Dunn, Eau Claire, Chippewa counties. Back over on the east side through the center, we have Iowa and Jefferson and Sheboygan, Fond du Lac. And I have to say there's a growing list of interested counties beyond those.
Racine County will have a representative on the Pace Commission under this agreement, which was approved unanimously. The Board of Trustees for the Burlington Public Library extending the application deadline to December the 12th in the hope of finding a replacement for the recently retired Gail Falk. The original deadline was the 21st of November, but a less than satisfactory number of applications had been received by that point. That prompted the decision to extend it to the 12th. Falk retired recently from the Burlington Public Library. She'd been the interim director in 1996. Her retirement announced in a press release. An alley problem factors into the permitting process for a proposed synagogue and Jewish museum at a vacant building on the fringe of West Racine at 3009 Washington Avenue. City Plan Commission has approved the permit for it, though. Ruth Bradford Johnson, a neighbor to the site, welcomes the facility but notes the most recent owner left a little pothole-like problem in the alley behind the building, which she said needs attention.
We just try never to drive that, but it's sort of access to where our garage is. So it makes for a sort of a strange piece of property that they have because it's split by that alley.
Mayor John Dickard, using his real estate background, told the applicants that they need to know if the city came after the owner about the alley and what financial impact it could have in any final deal.
It's got to be part of your final decision whether you're going to absorb that, whether it's required or not, because we don't know if it's required or not. But once an alley or a street gets to a certain point, we go back to the owners again and say, you know, if you don't have it done at this time, then we can't insure the alley or the street anymore because it's just beyond repair.
The Jewish Museum would be open to the public Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The conditional use permit recommended for approval to the Common Council. And Milwaukee County's put out the early results of a survey asking the public about the Mitchell Park domes. So far, 49% support tearing down the domes and building new ones in their place. Roughly 45% want to see the current domes repaired. 5% want something completely new built on the property. No figure released on just how many people took that survey to get the results. One estimate on the repairs would be close to $70 million. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.